Texte numéro 86. The Smart Water Revolution. As cities grow to tens of millions strong, accelerated urbanisation, coupled with concerns for water security, is energising the smart water tech market. If there is one thing we are learning from China's recent economic boom, it is the unprecedented scale of infrastructure that will be needed to serve the vast new middle class. China will soon have the world's first 50 million person city, and in less than 10 years will be home to nearly 100 of the world's 400 largest cities. Water provision is particularly challenging at this scale. China's ability to provide safe, reliable water for such megacities will be a core determinant of its development success. The old model of urban utility, where water and wastewater are treated in one place, passively distributed through networks to and from users, is hard to manage efficiently when cities reach unprecedented scale and complexity. This vision for a smart urban water network has been slow in coming, but accelerated urbanisation in the developing world, coupled with increasing concerns for water security, has energised this market. This is a potentially game-changing opportunity for companies that provide automation and information technology. Urban water infrastructure is a market worth about $400 billion per year and growing fast. Anything that can increase its efficiency and effectiveness is bound to capture a share of this large pie. When in a city, it is easy to forget that water is first supplied by the hydrology and ecosystem function of the natural catchments that surround cities. Take Beijing, for example. The city relies on groundwater for over 70% of its supply, but that supply has been depleted by unconstrained demand. Meanwhile, surface water has been in large part polluted by industrial activity around the city. The situation has become so untenable that the Chinese government has invested over $60 billion in the south-to-north water transfer project to source water from the Yangtze and transfer it north, where it can supply cities like Beijing. The challenge is managing the catchments. It means reducing agricultural demands by increasing its productivity, managing both point source and non-point source pollution, steering land use, protecting forests and restoring wetlands so that areas of critical hydrological importance are protected. It requires all of these activities to happen in a coordinated and measurable fashion in order to maximise impact on water quality and quantity. The new megacities of the world could be the drivers of this smart revolution. Active management of catchments, on the back of scientifically sound and reliable data, could turn the work of environmentalists into a tool in the toolkit of water managers and provide a route to scale for catchment protection across the developing world. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2013.